Episode 1833, Are You Paying Attention?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day. You made it. It is Friday. Yes, it is. That means it's also Confession Day. Oh, I know. Doesn't it feel good? Just to be real, raw, and honest. Confessions of an Upset Mama, it's all for you. Are you paying attention? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, hectic days, long nights, mountains of frustration, and fields of love. This is the journey of every parent. But are you paying attention? Paying attention to what, you might ask? Your child. You binge watch your favorite show that you just discovered yesterday, but yet you don't know what your child did yesterday. We were getting ready to eat, and in our household, there are just a lot of moving parts. Some children, other animals, with the splash of a mom and a dad. So yeah, it's a party every single day. Well, we were gathering around to eat, and it was really an evening of shifts. So sometimes in our household, we come together and we actually eat together, whether it's around the table, on the bar, we're together. We pray together, we eat, etc. There are some evenings that people have various, you know, the kids may have schoolwork or a test and they're finishing up a project. They may be doing something with a friend. My husband might be working on something. I could be writing or attending class, whatever the case may be. Sometimes it's just a shift night. Well, this was the night of shifts. And my husband was able to actually come in when I said, hey, it's time to eat. He was like, I'm ready. So he was there. But the kids were kind of slow to come in. Well, anyway, as they came in, my son sat down and asked, why is Dad staying in his office? I told him that Dad was working on something, which he was, and they were working too, so he didn't want to disrupt the flow of the evening and what everybody needed to get done, right? He wanted everybody to focus. And sometimes he just doesn't want to feel like he's always saying, hey, come on, I want you to spend time with me, which that's how we are. We actually do love our children very much, and I would say most parents do. But we really enjoy spending time together, even if we're not doing the exact same, but being in the same room. There's just something about the presence of being a family. So I told him, you know what? If you want Dad to come out, just let him know you're going to be down here. Tell him you're done with schoolwork or you're done for the night and you're going to be hanging down here. I guarantee you he'll come out. You know, my son's response might actually surprise you. Well, he has eyes. As you know, that got me thinking. Children do not want to ask for attention, especially as they get older. They assume we know that they want us around, especially when it's family time, like dinner or game night, maybe the favorite TV show night, everybody's going to gather around, or movie night, whatever it is that you normally come together for. Now, yes, children also what? They love their space. But they also love us too. They just don't want us to know the secret. Shh. Don't tell them that we already know the secret. And if you just figured it out, don't tell them that you just figured it out either. So the question of the day is, are you paying attention? Because if you're not, you need to. It's time to wake up and see with your own eyes. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Wake up and see with your own eyes. One mistake that parents make is thinking that when a child wants something, they will come and ask. To some degree, you know, this is true. But when it comes to the emotional attachment and who they are, not what they're doing, it's not associated with, you know, I want to play this game or I'm working on this project. It's who they are as an individual. Then they expect you just to know. I know, it's a catch-22. Children don't want to be an interruption. They want to have the attention. If you see with your eyes, they are noticed. If you have to ask, they are an interruption, an inconvenience. There's a fine line to this, though, isn't there? That balancing act, trying to figure out what do they really want? Because some children will say they want independence. Yeah, they do. But what they're really in search of is attention from you. So how do you pay attention without being overbearing and a distraction? You don't want to be either of those, right? No, we want to be the cool parents. So let's be the cool parents. Number one, know the expectations of family time. Now you're probably like, well, I set family time. Yeah, you do. But do you follow your own rules and guidelines that you set? Now you're like, but I don't have rules. You probably don't have a rule, but there are what? Expectations. If it's dinner time and the norm is to come together as a family and have dinner, then that's what you need to be doing. You need to be showing up. If you have a set time where you come together as a family, then honor that time even when they are not present. Understand, there are always exceptions. You're going to have those maybe late nights at work, but that doesn't happen every single night. Because if that's happening every single night, then how can you have an expectation of family time, right? Yeah, it doesn't work. So that whole thing would need to be addressed in a totally different conversation. But here, those are the very rare occurrences that happen. It's the normal every day that you're looking at, majority of the time. So you've got to know those expectations of family time. Most of the time, they already know it. And so when they're like, oh, you know what, I kind of would like just to hang. I'm kind of stressed. And I kind of enjoy joking around with dad and mom and poking fun at mom when she has absolutely no idea what's going on. And with dad, well, yeah, he's just fun overall. I'm going to hang with them tonight. But if you're not there, you're not going to get that family time. Don't make assumptions that your children are going to come to you. You have to be available to them. So know the expectations of family time. Number two, acknowledge your child's presence. When you see them, speak to them. Don't stay buried behind your electronics. Say hi. Ask them how their day went. Let them know that you see them. Are you paying attention? Yes, you are. I see you. You're here. Wow, I like your hair. Did you get it cut? Maybe they had a test that day. You can ask them about their test. It doesn't have to be a long conversation. Now, understand this. When you acknowledge your child's presence, that doesn't always mean that you are conversing with them. There is a difference. So number three is engage in conversation. This is where everyone has a voice. You're not speaking at your child. You are including them in the conversation. So this is not the time that you sit here and you scold them. They're not going to come back for that. They're there for what? You to be present with them, for you to love on them, so then they in return, in the stage of life that they're in, can show their love accordingly. And yes, that sometimes means you get 5 words. Other times, they may not stop talking. And other times, it may be just a little dirty look, but you know they're listening. Know the expectations of family time. Acknowledge your child's presence and engage in conversation. Now, this is a bonus I want to throw in because you might be saying, you know what? I got this. I have been doing this and it's awesome. But you know who hasn't been? My spouse. Oh, yeah. Dad, mom, they don't have it together. Well, if you have a spouse who is not as aware as you are, then bring it to their attention. It's real important. So when my husband came out of the office that night and everyone was still finishing up dinner, we were all still kind of eating in our shifts. And usually I'm the last one to eat. If we're not actually gathering around as a family, I'm the last one. That's just how it is. Sometimes I make a couple dinners. I know that's all for another episode because probably you're like, what? You make 2 dinners? Why aren't you just making them all eat the same thing? We'll talk about that later. But so I am usually the one who's kind of last. So we're still kind of finishing up dinner. And my husband was already done because he was the first one. Usually that's not the case, which kind of surprised me, but he was the first one out of the gate. So I'm like, yeah, all right, this is fabulous. And I thought, all right, we're going to have a relaxing evening. Well, I simply asked him a question if he was planning to do some work since he was in his office. And I said, hey, you know, are you planning on working some more? You know, the children are hanging out here. Most of them are done with all what they need to do for tonight. And, you know, I was just wondering if you're going to hang with us. It was a kind nudge. There was no beating him over the head or calling him out saying, why didn't you notice now? My son calmly said, what? Well, he has eyes. But he didn't say that to his father. But his mom, yeah, said, okay, I can take the reins from here and I can give a kind nudge to my husband and say, you know what, baby? Your children want to spend time with you, but they don't want to feel like an interruption. They don't want to be a distraction. They want your attention. And that's the key. But of course, all the children were out there, so I really couldn't say that exactly. So it was like, you know what? Hey, you know, if you're not going to, you know, do any work, we're all going to be hanging out here. And, you know, we'd love to have you type of a conversation real quick. And he was like, okay, sure. No problem. I'm just going to go take care of my laundry and I'll be back. Are you paying attention? Do you need a kind nudge today? Awareness is such an important trait in business, in your personal life, and in your family when it comes to raising children. But it takes a keen eye to see what is happening. It's not easy being mom. It's not. There are times that your heart is literally being pulled out of your body. You just feel like, I can't take this anymore. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. Other times, you can't stop smiling. Like you're beyond cloud nine. You're like on cloud 1 million. It's going so awesome. And you're like, motherhood can't get any better than this. This is the best way to be a dad, right? You're just like exploding and exuding joy. And there are times that are like, nah, it's just kind of mediocre. It's just a day, not a good one, not a bad one. It's just a day. You're getting through. You're smiling. It's fine. But no big deal. But you see, it's that awareness, that keen eye. It's hard doing what you do. But believe it or not, you are doing the best that you can. However, we can learn some new strategies and tools. Take it from me. I have practiced on five. Yes. And they'll tell you, mom, some things have worked and some things have not. And we'll even have conversations. Are you going to talk about that on your podcast? Sometimes I'm like, yes. Other times I'm like, oh no, this is not going on the podcast. But there will be some things that will be coming in on the AIM Academy. Why? Because it's a lot more intimate. It's our family together. And that's what's going to be awesome. So this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You want to stay tuned here on the podcast. That's where you're going to get some information as to when it's going to open up and launch. I'm so excited. And also, if you are subscribed to the newsletter, you can click on the link and go ahead and subscribe to that. I would love to have you. We're revamping it. Being honest with you, you know me, I love to talk more than I like to actually write a newsletter. So it's been kind of a scarce newsletter. So we're revamping it so we can get you the information that you want on a weekly basis. And so those are the people who are going to get their hands on the Academy first. You are the family. And I want to bring us all together. So those are the fun things, the behind the scenes that you won't ever hear necessarily on the podcast or even in a blog post, but you're going to get in real life, one-on-one with me. So deep breath. It is confession day. And I bring up the question again, are you paying attention? Because regardless of how crazy life gets, pay attention to the ones who are silent, your children. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed, glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.